Torah Way, Northwest London, Sunday, Dalet Shvat, 17th of January. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Dudi Rosenberg on the 26th Yortzeit of Rav Heschel Rosenberg, Rav Chosid Yitzchok Tzvi, Ben Rav Chosid Menachem Moshe Meir, Zichron Levrocha, whose Yortzeit is today, and by Family Kaufman, Leila Nishmas, his mother, Moras Finkel, Bas Rav Yitzchok Yehuda, Olea Sholem, whose Yortzeit will be Shabbos Im Yad Shem.
Good morning. Shkoch for this opportunity to deliver this shiur. First, the Maila of saying Amen is well known. There's a sefer called Shomer Emunim. It was written by the first Toldos Aharon Rebbe. Before Toldos Aharon was called Toldos Aharon, it was called Shomer Emunim. And Rav Aharon Rot, his name was Rav Aharon Rot, from Romania. So he wrote a sefer Shomer Emunim. And he begins the sefer with the Maim Chazal, Pischu Shom, Vayovig Yitzadik Shomer Emunim, Al Tikru Shomer Emunim, El Shomer Amenim. Hashem waits. Hashem waits for those who answer Amen. So Amen is a very, very choshva thing to answer. It's very important. And he's marich there in the Hezbollah of this. So the Geula comes because of Anias Amen, because of answering Amen. Bikur Yaakov in the beginning of Mesech and Hilchus Sukkah, he's got the Oruch Laneh as a sefer on Shulchan Aruch in Hilchus Sukkah. He says that Sukkah is a very choviv dika mitzvah because it's the same gematria as Amen and the same gematria as Yud Kei Vov Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud together. Havaya, Yud Kei Vov Kei and Aleph Dalet Nun Yud together. It's the same much as Sukkah and Amen. So that's the reason that we need to be extra careful in these mitzvahs. And in Zoya it says, with Tzadik, is Rosh HaTevis, Tzadik is 90, Dalet is 4, Yud is 10, and Kuf is 100. Tzadik is 90 for 90 Amenim. Every day, it's brought in Mogen Avraham, I think, in the Ramami Panoi. So the place can also quote this Zoya. Tzadik is 90, you should say 90 Amenim every day, 4 Kedushas, Yud Kaddishim, and 100 brachos. You should answer to 10 Kaddishes every day and 100 brachos. So it's a very important thing to be medaktik in Anias Amen. However, sometimes you're not meant to say Amen. There are times that you're not meant to say Amen. If someone hears half a bracha from Oved Avodah Zarah, you shouldn't say Amen because you don't know if he's being Mavarech Tashem or to his Getchke, his Avodah Zarah. If you hear full bracha from a Goy, even in English, whatever language it is, and you know he's being Mevorech Hashem, you should say Amen. But if you're not sure, if you take on, you can assume that he was doing it to his Avodah Zarah. Now the Maisa, the halacha of not saying Amen, is a famous halacha not to say Amen to a bracha levatola. I think everybody knows, if somebody takes a cup of water and he says, Shaken, and then he feels like, for whatever reason, he wants to do a mitzvah, chassidus, say another bracha. He doesn't know that you're not meant to do that. And you see him doing these two brachas, by the second bracha, everybody knows you should be saying Amen. This is a bracha levatola. You should stop him from making the bracha. How can you say Amen to a bracha that you would have stopped him from doing? Amen, the idea of Amen is that you're ma'amis. You're strengthening, you're acknowledging, you're agreeing, you're makabel the fact that he's making a bracha. If it's a bracha levatola, it's a zilzul to kvoit shamayim that he's making this bracha. You can't say Amen. Awesome. It's awesome to say Amen. The Gemara in Brachas Mem Zayin Amud Aleph says that Ben Azai, the Tana, Ben Azai says, if you say Amen, Amen Yisoyimah, which Rashi explains, Amen on a bracha, not on a bracha, just Amen Stam, Derech Zilzul, or Amen to a bracha that's not a good bracha, it's a bracha Levatala, you bon of Yisoyimah. You bon of Yisoyimah. The person who answers such Amen, his bonim will be Yisoyimah. So it's a very strenger, very chomodik oimish. The Maizah, the Mishnah Berurah says, he quotes the Poskim who say the following klal. Sofik Omein Lekula. If you're not sure whether you need to answer Omein, Lekula can be Mekul. So the Mishnah Berurah learns up that this klal, he quotes it from previous Poskim, and he learns up what it means is, there's a klal Yadua, Sofik Deraisi Lechumra, and Sofik Derabonon Lekula. To answer Omein on the Bracha, not Mitzvah Deraisi. No mitzvah the raisa to answer Amen. So mitzvah the rabbanon. So you're not sure if you should be saying Amen to a bracha. Sofik the rabbanon akula. That's all the poskim mean. Sofik Amen akula means sofik the rabbanon akula. I'll pee this. The Mishnah Berurah Be'ah Halacha says. I think it's in Siman Reish Tes Vav. He says if you heard a bracha from somebody, and you know that this person is not being noyag like Roiv Poiskim, but there are some Poiskim who say that, as long as it's not being completely hudcha min halacha, as long as this daya is not completely pushed aside by the Poiskim, even though we don't do like it, and Roiv Poiskim say not like that, Abba the Maisa, it has a mockum, it has Poiskim who say that, you don't have to say Amen, Sofik Amen Mekula. But if you want to, Rasha, you can say Amen. Because the whole halacha of Sofik Amen Mekula is, it's a kula. If you want to be Machmir, fine, wonderful. You want to say Amen, great. You want to get one of your 90 Amenim, the Zaya, fine. It gives a dogma. It gives a dogma. Baruch Nefoshes, V'chisim, Baruch Chai Ho'ilomim, Baruch Chai Ho'ilomim. Yemaisa, the Rosh holds that even though the Gemara quotes it, Baruch Chai Ho'ilomim, Nishkin Raya, very often the Gemara is Makatza, the Brochus. It doesn't always say Baruch Ata Hashem, Elikeinu Melech Ho'ilom. Very often when the Gemara quotes something, it means obviously put in Shem Hashem. Says the Rosh, you should say Baruch Ata Hashem, Chai Ho'ilomim. According to the Rosh, every time you say Bein Afoshes, it's meant to be Chasima B'Shem. The Rambam says not. In Yerushalmi, the Rosh is coming from Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi's claw, you should say Baruch Ata Hashem. Chayalom. The other place can hold it's Machloikas Bavli in Yerushalmi. The Rosh says, you can't make a Machloikas Bavli in Yerushalmi just based on the fact that the Gemara says Baruch Chayalom. And the Beis Yosef says, Machloikas Rishayim, what should we do? Safek Brachas Lahakul. Safek Brachas Lahakul. Don't say Baruch Ata Hashem Chayalom. Just my Mamusker, Agav, it's a very interesting thing that, because according to the Rosh, Pashtas Al Bein Afoshes is also a bracha of Atola, no? Because we're saying Baruch Ata Hashem Elikeinu Melech Ha'olam, you're not finishing off the bracha properly, so your whole bracha is of Atola. So why did the Beis Yosef say Sofik Brachas La'akal this way more than that way? Okay, but the Maizah, the Beis Yosef is Machriya, and that's the minig of Ruba de Ruba, Klal Yisrael, you say Baruch Chei or Baruch Chai Ho'olam. The Gro Paskins claw like the Rosh, says Baruch Ata Hashem Chei Ho'olam. And in Eretz Yisrael, there are quite a few people who are noyed like the Grom. Not only in things like Vashomru, not to say Vashomru and Lil Shabbos and Yiru Einenu. I'm not talking about that. In general, there are people who noyed everything like the Grom. A miut of people in Eretz Yisrael. So, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you hear someone, I've heard this myself, someone making Baruch Ata Hashem Chai Elomim. You don't have to say Amen. Sofik Amen, Makula. But Rasha, if you want to, no problem. That's the daya of the Mishnah Berurah. Other poiskim, Rabbi Avadi Yosef and Rabbi Tzion Abba Shaul included. I haven't seen any Ashkenazi poiskim who hold this, but that doesn't mean that there aren't any. Other poiskim say no. Sofik Amen Lekula is the same klal as Sofik Brochus Lahakl, meaning the nusach is the same nusach. When we say Sofik Brochus Lahakl, we don't mean if you want, you can. You just don't need to. If you're not sure if you made charcoal on your tea, should you make it or not? Again, so you don't need to. But if you want to, you can. No, it means because you don't need to, therefore you mustn't. There's an issa to make a bracha levatol, and therefore misafik, you're not allowed to make a bracha levatol. It's a shaila of leisisa shem Hashem elekecha. It's even though we say the word safik brachas lahakul, we actually mean you mustn't do it. So too safik omein lekula. It doesn't just mean you don't need to say Amen. It means you're not allowed to say Amen misafik. Amen is chomor, the issa of saying an Amen yisoymo, is so chomor, like we see from the Gemara, you bon of yisoymin. It's so chomor that even misafik, you're not allowed to answer Amen. So these are the 2 days. Yeah.
What's the problem of answering Amen? That's not lo sisa.
No, it's not lo sisa. For sure, even the poiskim who hold, and we'll see later that could make an afkamini, even the poiskim who hold, you're not meant to say Amen misafik. It's definitely not as chomor as the klal of safik brachas lahakul. But we see from the Gemara, the Gemara says that you bon of yisaymim. So we see there is an issa, whether it's an inyan because Amen is a dover kodesh as well. Some poiskim hold, you're not allowed to say Amen if your hands are dirty. Yeah, if you come from toilet, you haven't washed your hands yet, you're not allowed to say Amen, according to the Ben Ishchai. I think the Chazanish might argue. But so Amen is a Dovah Kaddish. I mean, we do say Amen to any bracha. It's also another important halacha. When people give each other brachas, it's a Dvar Mitzvah. You're meant to say Amen. It says in the Medrash, the Aruch HaShulchan quotes the Medrash, so you're meant to say Amen. It's a very important thing. When Moshe Feinstein once had a bracha from, somebody, it was a very far-fetched bracha. The bracha was something like, he was very old and he was unwell. And he was at Bris, he was the Sanduk. And he said, Be'ez Hashem, you should be the Sanduk for his son's Bris. Something to that effect. And Moshe said, Amen, b'kol koichi. It could be that's why, as I say, the Kuri Yaakov does quote this, but it's from the Mekubalim. I don't know if there's any Gemara on it. So it's difficult to say that that's why. I'm not sure. But there does seem to be...
Someone just says you should have a long back. Don't mention Hashem.
No, sorry, I didn't understand something. I thought you were asking if Omein its whole Hashivas is because it's got the Gematria of the... No. If someone says you should have a long life, of course you say Omein, even without Hashem's name. Of course. Yeah. Okay, so the Maisa we've got on Machloikis here, Sofik Omein the Kula is a Kula, but you can choose to be Machmir as long as the person is doing a Brocha Alpi Epesa Shitta, as long as it's not completely pushed aside. So someone says, Baruch Ata Hashem, Chayo Elomim, Chayo Elomim. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you don't have to, but you're allowed to say Amen. Or according to other Poskim, no, you're not allowed to. Sofik Amen the Kula, be Zohir, be careful not to say Amen, Misofik. Just to clarify, even those Poskim who say you shouldn't say Amen, Misofik, they agree that you can say believe. And you might say, so well, what's believe worth, what's it worth anything? You're asking. Hiru lav kedibudom. Imagine the two Rishonim, the Rambam and the Smag, hold Hiru kedibudom. They pass in Hiru kedibudom, and even though the Ikar Halacha is not like them, in a makom where you've got no other choice, Shas Adchak, no one can say you're not. There's no Inyan to do something like two Rishonim, the Rambam and the Smag. So there is an Inyan. Some Poskim say if you're not sure and you hold like the Poskim, they hold you shouldn't say Amen. Say it, believe. Be maharer Amen. Now. With regards to the Ikar Halacha of Sofik Omen Akula, this Machloikus, there are a lot of Nafkeminis. There are a lot of Nafkeminis when we have Sfekus, someone is making a Brocha where it's a Sofik, if it's a Brocha Levatola, depending on different people's Minhogim. So even though that's the Ikar, these are the two Ikar Shittas, but it's good to know the Nafkeminis because the Nafkeminis themselves are interesting. So Halal Rosh Chodesh, a couple of days ago, the Halal Rosh Chodesh, the Minig of Minig Ashkenaz, the Ashkenaz, Litopoilin, and Moroccans, is to make a brocha on halal. In Chas, in Gemara, there's no chiyuv bichlal to say halal on Rosh Chodesh. Yeah? There's only 18 days where you meant to say halal. You have to say halal on Pidina de Gemara, mitakonas on Avim Rishonim. You say halal 18 days, took about Eretz Yisrael 18 days, and Chutzal, it's a couple more. 8 days of Chanukah, 8 days of Sukkos, including Shmini Atzeres, that is. 1 day of Shavuos and the first day of Pesach. That's it. Din of the Shas, there's no more days to say halal. The Gemara says that Rav came into a shul in the town and he heard them saying halal on Rosh Chodesh. He wanted to scream at them and stop them. What are you doing? Until he heard that they're medalik, they skip out pieces, they skip out Loilon or whatever they were skipping out. And he said, they're skipping out. He says, it's only a minhag. It's not, they're not doing it as a chiyuv. They're doing it as a minhag. Minhag of Yisem V'yedeim, fine. It's very interesting. This minhag, which Rav hadn't even known, he didn't even know this minhag before he came there, so it clearly wasn't the most well-known minhag, is now the minhag of the entire Klal Yisrael, right? So we all say Halal on Rosh Chodesh and other days, but Diluk. Says the Rambam and the Rif, very nice. Say Chosh of a minhag, and you should keep your minhag. Not to make a bracha, bracha on a minhag. Shekin Shonim in Mitzvahis of Itzivanu, even though it's also on a Durabonon, that's because it's Leisosu. Minhag's not good enough for Itzivanu. And they bring a raya from the Gemara by Arova. The Gemara says, Mitzvahs Arova, yeah, we do an Hashem and Rabba, that, I think it was Rav or Rova, it was Rav. Chavit v'loi borich. He hit, that's how the Rambam explains, he hit, and he didn't make a brocha. Because, the Gemara explains, because it's only a minhag neviim, it's not takon, it's not yisoid neviim, it's only a minhag. If it's only a minhag, you don't make a brocha. Abenu Tam brings rayas, nishtazai, he holds you can make a brocha on a minhag, depending on the chashivus of the minhag. Something like Halel, where you mishapeach the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's like a tefillah, that azah sort minhag, that type of minhag you can make a bracha. However, a minhag like Arova, you can't. It's a minhag kolush, he calls it. You can't make a bracha. M'chav ben Shulchan Aruch brings 2 days, Yeshayim v'Yeshayim. And he says the minhag of Eretz Yisrael, Glilo Yisrael, is not to say a bracha on Halel Rosh Chodesh. The Ramah, I think it's Tovchof Beis, the Ramah says, nah, minhag Ashkenaz is to say a bracha. And that's how it's the shoroshim of both of these minhagim. Now what happens? I mean, it happens very often. It happens every month, at least. If a Sfaradi is an Ashkenazi minion, and he hears the chazan, I understand, the chazan first says the bracha, and everyone else says the bracha, right? Likra is a halal. Here's the chazan saying, Likra is a halal. for Sephardi, he mustn't make the bracha, right? Shulchan Aruch, Paskins. Huh? Even Ashkenazim? Really? I didn't know that. Wow. Al pi what? Very interesting. Because the grow normally. Very interesting. I didn't know. Okay. So maybe someone, let's say Yerushalayim has the minhag not to make a bracha. And Halal, he comes to Chutz Laaretz for whatever reason, and he hears the chazan saying the bracha. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, stuck in problem. You don't want to. You don't need to. You're not the kabbal the day that holds you make a bracha. But you, it's like a sofek. Say don't need to. If you want to, say amen. According to the day of the priest, say sofek amen. The kula is an issa. You must not say amen me sofek. You're not allowed to the chayra.
Yeah, but for the guys who say the bracha, for them it's a chiyuv.
Oh, we'll get to that tomorrow. Very good. We'll get to that tomorrow. Very good, there is such a svara. The ma'aseh, there's a shtikel raya to the svara, not like the Mishnah Berurah. There's to say sofik omein nakula is an issa, because the machlekes rishonim, as we know, if you should say one brach on tefillin or two. Many rishonim, Rashi and the Rambam and the Gro paskins like this, and the machaba, you should only say one brach on tefillin shaliyat. Yeah, laniach tefillin and that's it. Other rishonim, Rabbeinu Tam. And there are more paskins that way. Minhag of Ashkenaz is make a bracha also al mitzvah tefillin on the shel roish, right? The Maaseh, the Ramah says you should say belachash. It's good to say the bracha belachash. I think that's the minhag of Rav Ashkenazim today, right? Say the bracha al mitzvah belachash. And say baruch shem. Why say belachash? The chayr the pshat is because you don't want to be machshel someone else. You're doing it. Say that I'm doing it misofik. My minhag is as I don't need to bring somebody else into the shayla of whether to say amen or not. That's the pshat. If you hold like the Mishnah Berurah, what's the problem? As long as there's ever a poisek who holds that this is a bracha, even the gross Baruch Ata Hashem Chaya Elomim, you're allowed to say amen. That would the chayr be a shtick and a rayon, not like the Mishnah Berurah. Rav Shlom Zalman, I saw Rav Shlom Zalman is mo'ir of this, and he says, Rav Shlom Zalman says that even though but etzim, if you hear someone make the bracha, avada, the Mishnah Berurah is right, rashai la'anois. However, bekum va'asei, to go and get someone into a shailov, omein levatola, is better not to. It's not so clear, because l'chayra, the Mishnah Berurah's svara is, it's vaday not omein levatola. I'm doing it because there is a poisek who says this is a bracha. So why shouldn't I kum va'asei do that? That's how Rav Shlomo Zalman is madche that raya. There are a number of other nafkuminis. The number of other nafkaminis as to whether sofik omen kula is a kula or it's an issa. And we'll get to the reminder to get to that svara that you mentioned. So, Havdolah Motzei Shabbos. Do women do Havdolah Motzei Shabbos? Okay, so if there's a husband, he's making Havdolah, or a son, wonderful. Wives definitely can be yoyt, shemeh, kohen, and the shayla doesn't start. What happens if a lady living by herself or husband's away?
Why can't a woman say omen to her husband? She's not.
Yeah, nobody said that you have to be mechuyev bedova to say amen. Yeah, I don't need to be mechuyev bedova to say amen to you. But if I hold that you shouldn't be making that brocha, then by me it's a brocha levatola. That's where the shaila starts. A lady, she agrees her husband should say the brocha. Everybody knows that. And memela, she can say amen. But can she make havdola by herself? There's a klal. Mitzvah says she's mangaroma, even a derabomam. Possibly a machlokes rishonim, but the ikkar halacha definitely is even on a mitzvah drabonon, if it's zman groma, then women are pturis. So Avdolah l'chayr is zman groma. It's Motzei Shabbos. Mishbir Pasen is worse. She should say Avdolah. He brings a chidor that says, he says lo hifsid, I think. But the Maisa, the Ramon says, women shouldn't say Avdolah. Here it's faket, it's very interesting. Generally, by all mitzvahs, asesha, zman, groma, like luluf, what's the meaning of the Ashkenazi women? To do a bracha on luluf, avosnish, why not? Rabbeinu Tam says, she doesn't need to, she's patura, but she wants to say a luluf. She can be mechayev herself in the mitzvah, she can be mechayev the mitzvah without a chiyuv, whichever way you want to call it, and she makes a bracha. The Rambam says, it's also for a woman to say a bracha, maybe because mitzivonu, how can you say mitzivonu? Or some place can say different svara. It's not a mitzvah. By her, it's not a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah, b'chlal. Are you making a bracha? It's not a ma'aseh mitzvah. Here, punkt vake, the mechaba and other svaradi place can hold that a woman's allowed to make Havdalah. Because it's Bechlal, the mitzvah of Kiddush. Where's the mitzvah of Havdalah from? If you hold this Doraisa, Zohar, you're Mekadosh the Shabbos, Bichnisosai, and Mitziosai. So like women are Mechoyev in Kiddush, why? Because Zohar and Shomer is Kishla Dodi, a woman's definitely Chayev in Shmira Shabbos, not doing Melochas, because that's a Loisase. So Memeila is Chayev mitzvah to say Kazohar and Shomer, and Memeila, Havdalah is Bechlal this. And even if you say it's the Rabbonim, which is the Chayev what the Ramah is Chayishish for, and that's why he says women should not make Havdalah, say that, but can the Raisa take? That's a taina of many of the Svadish Shapoiskim with regards to women making Havdalah. However, I don't know what the meaning of Ashkenazim is practically, but the Ramah says women should not make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. Bit of a kasha, why is it different from Lulav? But even if you're right that the Pturus, Zinish Nerge from Lulav, they make a bracha. So the Mogan Avraham is Masbi. Lulav, I've got a Maisa mitzvah, and my bracha is on the mitzvah. Here, my whole bracha is the mitzvah. My whole mitzvah is the bracha. So there, if women are pturis, then they're not allowed to say the bracha. So if you go with the Ramah, that women are not meant to be saying Havdalah. Avada the Ramah agrees, she should try and hear from somebody else. It's nishta. If you go with that Ramah, and the Sephardi woman is making a bracha, you have the same shayla. Should the Ashkenazi say Amen to such Havdalah or not? You have the same shayla. But you've got this machlaikas where the sofik omein lekula is just a kula, or it's actually an issa. Now there are two. There is one case where I would say lekule alma you should say omein. It's an interesting case. Case is ber nefoshes. We take on that you only say ber nefoshes if you drank revius bebasachas in one go. Yeah. What happens? Yeah? What happens by tea, coffee? Ah, is that what you want? Well, like tea and coffee. Many poiskim hold that tea and coffee is different. Hot drink, something that's derech shtiyosa is slowly, then you can't tie it to me. It's not a chashivus of drinking because I didn't drink 86 milliliters or whatever you hold the revius is in one go. That's how you drink a coffee. If you drink a coffee cold or fast, it's not the same thing. He used to, the Briskerov, who was Machmir, who was Cheshish for Shittas, so he didn't used to say Bo Nefosh, he used to wait till it was cold, and then drink a revius. Oh, he would drink a cold drink. And half he did. He did half hot and then half cold.
The rest he left to have a revius.
So he left the revius till it was cold, so he wouldn't get into any shaitas. And there was some Bochrim in Be'yakov was Rosh Hashiva, the Rosh Hashiva Be'yakov was Ramesh Shmuel Shapira, the Talmud of the Briskerov. So the Bochrim there, some of them wanted to be machmir, like the Briskerov, they would wait till it's cold, and they'd finish the last revius when it was cold. So Meshvushvi is very upset. He says, you're not holding there. Nishtazoi drink menakava. You drink it when it's hot, and thus is this. Okay, over the Meisa, and the Minchas Chinuch and Chasm Sofer, they used to drink a hot drink, made by Nefoshes, without the revius. Derech Shiyos Bekach. Now, here there's another Sfadim, huh?
Not making
brocha. No. We don't make brocha lodging. So the Chidor brings on the mission of the Melech, through Smaraba, Malanga Shnickel from Ilchas Tuma, that there's no such svara derech shtiyos bekach. Say, machlekes achrayim. Here, it's a bit better. Here, there's more of a svara that you should be able to say a brocha, because me'ika adin, before you get onto this whole shayla of derech shtiyos, there's machlekes v'shayim bichlal, in the whole aloha of revius v'basachas. The Ravid holds that you don't need to go drink a revius b'basachas for bo nefoshes. Kedei achilas pras. 2 minutes, whatever you call kedei achilas pras, another machlokes. If you drink a revius in 2 minutes, according to the Ravid, make bo nefoshes. So we don't go with the Ravid. But it's still good enough to make a svek sveka. I've got two svaris here that I should make a bo nefoshes. One, maybe the Ravid is right, that revius b'kedei achilas pras is good enough for bo nefoshes. And even if you say not like the Ravid, derech shtiyos bekach, maybe even the Rambam agrees that I should be making Bo Nefoshes. So about Svek Sveka is a very interesting thing. Mishnah Brura says that you don't say Svek Svekas by Brochas. L'maisa, Alocha L'maisa, I've seen the Mishnah Brura himself sometimes does say it. The Sfaradi Poiskim, they mamish, they keep this klal, Svek Sveka we don't say by Brochas. But they agree, it's a Chumra Ba'alma. It's a Zahirus. Me'ika Adin, if there's a Svek Sveka telling you you're allowed to make a Brocha, it's okay. Me'ika Adin, no one can tell you you're being over an Issa. So here, I think everybody should agree. If you're making a Bo Nefoshes on a tea, I might not make a burden for it. I'm very machmin brochas. Even a svek svek is not good enough for me. But not to say omein to your brocha. When your brocha is a svek sveker, that it's right. Avada here, I think everybody should say omein. Even though I did hear some svadi poskim saying not to say omein, I think that's
clear. Alcoholic drinks for svadi.
Alcoholic drinks.
There.
It's the same thing. You shouldn't say Tzvan shouldn't say Baruch, but they should say Amen to someone saying Baruch. I want to bring one more case and then I want to get to the last Tzvara. There's a case that hopefully it won't be Negea, but maybe it will be. Zoom. On Zoom, there's Zoom rooms now that people want to, thinking about. I know the London based thing, I think, issued a letter about Zoom Megillah. Right? Zoom Megillah. Now, there's two shines here. The first shine is a very complicated shine of Shemea Koina. Can you say that there's a Shemea Koina through Zoom? Why not? I'm hearing him. A minyan, chvashte, you're not in the same room, you're not in the same mechitzas. Even the Rashbam says you can see each other. It's good enough for a minyan. Pashtas, he means seeing each other, not seeing each other through a computer. You have to, it's called you're together because you're seeing each other. How can that be called you're together because you're in a Zoom room?
No, you hear a machine.
Huh? I'm talking about minyan. But hearing, Shemea Koina, you're saying that's why it's not called hearing. Very good. Scientifically, apparently, the way it works is it's very similar to recording. It records the galea, the waves of someone's voice, and it replays it over. It does it immediately, instantaneously. You've got the regish that you've heard instantly. But be'emes, fundamentally, be aside, it's the same thing as a tape recorder playing 20 years later, which happens to be straight away. So the svara, that's the svara of Shlom Zalman and Rav Avadya Yosef hold. There's no way you can say Shemea Koina. Shemea Koina means I'm hearing you. I need to hear you. Okay. The Maisa, the Rav Shlomo Zalman in the Shtitl says, we spoke to the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish was asked this. And he said, Daitei noite that it's okay. Chidushu ve'ein mevi noisei. His words are mechudoshim and no one understands it. It's not clear what the Chazon Ish meant. But he said, it came out that the Chazon Ish, Daitei noite, he wasn't talking about Zoom, but he was talking about similar devices. That daita inaita, that seeing as it's straight away, and you know, you have the perception that the person is speaking to you. It's not like a tape recorder in your eyes. It's kilu you heard him. That's the chiddush of the Chazon Ish. But I get daita inaita. He wasn't machriya, and the ma'isa roiv of the later poskim, they didn't go with that. Maybe now as a shas and chak, it might be different. But there's a simpler question. Let's leave out Shemea Koina. We're not going to be machriya Shemea Koina. We'll leave that to the big rabbonim to decide. But what about omein? Can I say omein to someone who's making a brocha? On Zoom? What's the difference between Shemea Koina and Omein? There's a big difference. The Gemara says that in Alexandria Shem Mitzrayim, there was a huge, huge basic Knesset, huge shul. He used to wave the flags because you couldn't hear the person saying the brocha. You would know the brocha. Let's say you need to know which brocha he's saying. Let's say you knew which brocha he's saying. Melech Oiv Tzadok Omishpot. How do you know? Because you remember the last brocha. You're keeping count. You can say Omein. So I see to say Omein, I don't need to hear the brocha. I need to know there was a brocha made. Zoom, it's not good enough edus that he made the brocha. I even aware he made the brocha. Right? So the big svara to say, and that's what Taka some place can say, that you're allowed to say omein, even if you say you can't do Shemea Koina. But omein, I know he's saying it. I know it's like Gora from a flag telling me. And the Maaser Shlomo Zalman says, no, it's different. The case of Alexander Shem Mitzrayim, they're in the same maimed. They're in the same maimed, in the same place. You're right, I can't hear, it's far away. A flag's good enough to tell me, only when I'm in the same maimed. I'm epis shayich to the brocha, because I'm in the same maimed. I need to know he made the brocha, I can say omein. So that you've got another machalik.
Loudspeaker in the same room.
Sorry?
Loudspeaker.
A microphone, like. So I'm not clear on the technical differences. Some people seem to say same it's maimed. Exactly the same thing. Yeah. I mean, for omein, not for Shemea Koina. Yeah, microphone in the same room, you'd say Amen according to everyone, according to Shlomo Zalman. For the Amen or for the. According to Shlomo Zalman, according to this Shlomo Zalman, you would say Amen. Whether they're different shittas, I don't know. I just want to end off with one svara, one last svara over Ben Tzion Abashol, which was mentioned before. Ben Tzion Abashol says, this father you mentioned before, he says, even though I disagree to the Mishnah Berurah, and I hold like Rav Avadya Yosef, that Sofik Omen Akula is an Issa, but I disagree with all the Nafke Minas when it comes to Minhagim. That means, an Ashkenazi who says the Broch of Halal on Rosh Chodesh, what would the Sfadi Rav tell him to do? To say the Broch or not? If Ashkenazi comes to Sfaradi Rav and says, should I make a bracha on Halal Rosh Chodesh? What would he tell him?
Of course he should.
Of course he should. You have a Ramo. I have a Mechava that tells me not. You have a Ramo that tells you too. Says Rav Tzina Bashal, if by me you meant to make that bracha, zicha I can say Amen to your bracha. Your bracha for you is no bracha levatola. And a Chanami, if a Sfaradi is saying Halal Rosh Chodesh, he doesn't have the minhag to. Some Sfaradim have the minhag to. Fine. Doesn't have a proper minhag through poiskim to. Don't say Amen. I agree. Sofik Amen Lakula. But by him it's zichah not a bracha levatola. So my omen should be touched up kafi his din, not kafi my din. So that would solve most problems when it comes to minhagim.
And if Ashkenazi is taking the shliach sibur in a Sfaradi minyan, you can't say amen to him.
If Ashkenazi is saying shliach sibur in a Sfaradi minyan again, you mean a Sfaradi is being Ashkenazi's minyan? You mean?
Sfaradi hearing a Sfaradi making the bracha in an Ashkenazi minyan.
Ah, that's it. The Chidor discusses this shayla.
Yeah.
Chidor says if Ben Eretz Yisroel is in Chutz La'aretz, he's the chazan. Should he say the bracha on Halal?
Yeah.
You know, it's a shas ad chak. He's in front of everyone. And Chidor says no. So if he does say the bracha, you're right. You shouldn't be saying amen. You're right. Yeah, you shouldn't be. Even this minig amokim, your minig is that elachze. He says that elachze. He's not becoming part of this kiel. You shouldn't say amen. According to that, tomorrow.